Testimonials and case studies are a precious source of inspiration for practitioners and users of journal therapy. They breathe life into theoretical concepts, showing how writing can tangibly transform lives. These embodied narratives are powerful vehicles of identification and motivation, helping to believe in the possibility of change. Kathleen Adams, founder of the Center for Journal Therapy and a pioneer in this field, has collected many gripping testimonials in her books. She tells the story of Sarah, a woman who overcame breast cancer by keeping a journal throughout her illness. Sarah freely expressed her fears, anger, but also her hopes and realizations in it. She dialogued with her sick body, tamed her new relationship with life. After her recovery, she conceded that this journal had been her survival companion, a space to welcome and transcend this ordeal. James Pennebaker, the researcher who has studied the effects of expressive writing the most, reports the case of a stressed and hyperactive businessman, on the verge of burnout, for whom daily writing was salvific. By writing every morning about his emotions and inner tensions, he learned to better regulate them. He clarified his life priorities, let go at work, rearranged his schedule to recharge his batteries. Through the pages, he regained a balance and a sense of his existence. In the field of education, the testimony of Karen Blumenthal, teacher and author of Write On, Journal Writing in the Elementary Classroom, is eloquent. She introduced the practice of creative journaling to her students, proposing a daily free writing time on a theme. She observed spectacular progress, not only in their writing skills but also in their emotional and relational maturity. The shyest ones revealed themselves, the tough ones were moved, conflicts were resolved by the magic of words. The journal had become a space of freedom and creation, which pacified the classroom climate. In business, examples of fruitful use of the journal are also multiplying. Ira Progoff, the creator of the intensive journal method, has notably experimented with it as a leadership development tool. He reports the case of a leader who, through regular writing, transformed his management style. By writing a dialogue with his different facets, the leader, the creative, the inner child, he developed a greater relational agility. He learned to listen better to his collaborators, to communicate more authentically, to infuse meaning and vision. Writing workshops in prisons also offer poignant testimonials. And Halperin, a dancer and art therapist, facilitated groups of inmates around writing and movement. She tells how these often broken and dehumanized men were able to reclaim their story and dignity by putting it on paper. For Samir, incarcerated for 10 years, writing a poem about his childhood was a revelation. "It's as if I'm learning to feel again, to be alive. Words connect me to my heart, to my humanity." These workshops contributed to easing tensions, preventing recidivism, and opening up reintegration prospects. In a more spiritual realm, Julia Cameron, author of the bestseller The Artist's Way, testifies to the sacred dimension of morning writing. Listening to her inner voice on the page each day, she says she touches her deep source of creativity and wisdom. The morning pages are for her a date with her soul, a channel to welcome inspiration and guidance. Many readers have adopted this practice and report similar experiences of creative and spiritual fulfillment. These testimonials are just a few among thousands. They reveal the diversity of possible applications of journal therapy and its extraordinary potential for transformation. Whether it's about overcoming a trial, meeting a professional challenge, pacifying a relationship, or giving meaning to one's life, writing offers a path of elevation and self-realization. Each story is unique, but they all share this experience of a word that frees and connects, a pen that becomes a magic wand for reinventing oneself. As summarized by Kathleen Adams, each journal page is a new chance to be reborn and choose who we want to be. So if you're still hesitating to get started, let these vivid stories inspire you. And in turn, add your testimony to this grand fresco of silent metamorphoses, page by page. Key points to remember. Testimonials and case studies concretely illustrate the benefits of journal therapy and are a source of inspiration and motivation for practitioners and beneficiaries. Kathleen Adams reports the story of Sarah, who overcame cancer by keeping a journal, her survival companion. James Pennebaker describes how expressive writing has helped a stressed businessman to better regulate his emotions, clarify his priorities, and find a balance. Karen Blumenthal, a teacher, observed progress in writing skills as well as emotional and relational maturity among her students thanks to creative journaling. Ira Progoff used the Intensive Journal as a leadership development tool, allowing a manager to transform his management style. And Halpern facilitated writing workshops in prison, helping inmates to reclaim their story and dignity, easing tensions and opening reintegration prospects. Julia Cameron sees the morning pages as a sacred date with her soul, a channel to welcome inspiration and guidance. These varied testimonials reveal the transformative potential of writing in a wide range of fields: health, education, business, personal and spiritual development.